Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
The Cubs today, perhaps, against Paul Skeens. That was a very surreal game to watch with the Cubs and Pirates last night and to listen to here on the Score.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was
you had jarring,
life kind of shocking stuff, right?
It really was. You had the game. It was unfolding. And then when the pivotal moment in the game, the two-run double by McCutchen, the same sequence of events, the fan fell out of the 20 out of the PNC Park, the 21 feet that is between the Clemente wall and the ground. Fan, you can see the video if you were unfortunate enough to have seen it circulate online, but it's all frightening. And yeah, the fan falls to the ground and the game stops, and you can see by the looks on the faces immediately that something was very, very wrong.
Oh my gosh. It was shocking. It was shocking. And
you ever seen anything like that?
No, that's what we talked about when we came in this morning. I can't think of anything like that. I mean, there was a Bears game where the guy jumped to catch the field goal or whatever that
he
was.
He leapt out of
the stands.
Monday Night Football, right?
Yeah, ball.
And broke a leg.
Did he break a leg?
I mean, he broke a leg.
Looked like he could have done worse, but that was just a shocking thing to see happen. This was so different. It was like a body falling. It was just so chilling.
It appeared, according to the video, that it's a male, identified as a male, no identity and no age necessarily.
Yes.
I have not, that I've seen, unless there's an update overnight, Dustin, but I don't think that there has been. But there's a male fan that appeared to be leaning forward in the railing and then seemed to, it looked accidental. It did not look like somebody who was jumping.
No, it didn't look like
it looked like
he was
accidental.
Yes.
And then during the fall, there was a flip.
Right. It was just
a somersault.
It seemed like it was like a body falling.
Yes.
Oh, it was horrible.
And then you could see the horror on the looks of the players' faces, and you could hear it in Pat Hughes' voice.
Awful.
It was one of those things that you'd never want to be in a position where you have to describe. And there Pat Hughes was trying to describe the indescribable, and it was really scary to watch. If you were watching on Marquee, what I did, I was watching on Marquee, and then I saw that. And there was a lot of dead air, and I thought that it was a difficult situation to be in, but I wanted to turn on the radio so I could hear Pat Hughes try to describe it in the best way that he could.
And the Pirates have taken a 4-3 lead.
Well, and I think in this play, Pat, somebody has fallen out of the stands. Oh, my. This is scary. Somebody leaning over the stands in the outfield in right field has fallen onto the field.
No. And the trainers are going to head out. And the body, we're going to get the binoculars on the body out there. What a terrible thing to see. Somebody laying on the ground. And The medical people are hustling. They've got the little flatbed truck to help take this person away. Never seen such a thing run.
No.
Awful. Just awful.
You know, you just terrible.
You're going to put the person on the stretcher. Some medical people are lifting the body. Oh, unbelievable. The players are all kind of on their knees in the infield, hoping that this person is going to be okay.
So that was in the seventh inning. And it muted the rest of the game,
yeah,
obviously.
I mean,
and I can't imagine being a professional athlete or doing your job and moving forward after witnessing that.
I got to tell you, it was hard as just a normal human, as a fan, as someone watching it.
Watching the baseball.
To see something like that happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I started getting people sending me videos of it. And it's horrific. Like, you show the guy running around the bases, and then you just see in the background this horrible tumble.
There were different versions of what exactly happened, as one of the texters points out. It looked like somebody might have been jumping up to celebrate the play. It was a double. The Pirates scored to take the lead and then lost his balance, or maybe who knows what the circumstances were. And it's easy to speculate, but until we know, it's not really important. He's in critical condition.
Oh, my God.
According to what the latest report is, he's in critical condition.
That's incredible.
Still alive. And I think at one
point,
we didn't think that at the time.
No, I thought for sure that it just was such a bad fall. And the way he hit was awful.
Yeah. I have to say, Mully, the more you kind of think about stuff like that, and I think after that, it was hard not to think about stuff like that for the rest of the game or the rest of the night.
No, I'm
surprised it doesn't happen more.
Yeah,
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more, because we've been to games and everybody has examples, and you don't have to go very far to find one. That people, I'm not suggesting this is the case here, we don't know yet, but you could see where people might be overserved or having a lot to drink, and then they get animated. When you mix alcohol and exuberance, you don't really have a lot of room in there for caution and for judgment.
Right.
And sometimes when you get so close to these stadiums and I thought last night we're sitting on the fourth level perch in the studio for CHSN. I'm thinking, this is before this all happened. Like, wow, you're up there.
And yeah.
You have to really be careful.
You're not tied in.
Yeah. So I'm surprised it doesn't happen more.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's not funny. I had a friend who just went to the Grand Canyon, and he was asking me about, you know, what was it like when I went there with my kids, because my kids were younger. My wife was so afraid that one of the kids was going to fall in. And you know, we were careful. We had them by the hand, and we weren't peering over the cliff or anything. But there are, you know, you're right. There, like, people, you take a misstep, you stumble, and God knows what. I personally feel such a sense of vertigo when I'm in those kind of positions.
That you stay away from,
that
you don't need me to get close to the ledge.
And I make sure. Yeah. You know, I remember when the cell opened, when it first opened, the seats in the upper deck were, it's like you needed a Sherpa to get you.
It was very steep.
And when you were up there,
it was a steep climb.
You were like, oh my God. Like, you just had this sense that you could fall over. And that made you more careful than, you know, I mean, for me, I was aware the entire time that I felt like I might fall. So I was being, you know, extra careful. But I've never seen that happen. I've never really seen, and I have been to thousands of games and have seen all sorts of strange things. Wasn't there someone at a Bears game that actually fell over a rail a couple of years ago?
That is true. That was an incident at a Bears game.
Yeah.
And you wonder, what will this lead to in terms of looking at, you know, how close the seats are to the ledge and any kind of protective barrier? It's hard to know how to react, but I think they will likely study this, and they'll probably get everyone's attention around baseball.
Yeah.
Because when something like this, the whole league kind of stops when something like this happens,
awful.
Pays attention. So that was in the bottom of the seventh, and certainly the Cubs did not recover from the deficit, and they lose to the Pirates, and so they lose the second game, and nobody's talking about the loss of that post game. Even the story in the Sun-Times was from Matty Lee was more about the incident than it was about the ball game itself.
Everything is about quotes reaction to what happened. Do you think they made the right decision to keep going with the game?
I wondered about that because you have such a profound reaction.
Yeah, I agree.
And I thought that they might consider suspending the game and resuming it today.
Because they had the early start, right? You could pick it up from there and carry on. I wonder if that was ever even considered. I wondered if, because you didn't, they went to break. Marquis went to break. Yeah. We went to break on the radio, and I never heard either side, did the managers go out and talk to the umpires?
Did you see the look on Craig Counsell's face immediately?
Immediately.
He knew it. He knew what he was witnessing. And I know Derek Shelton came out as well, but I think the first image that I have when I think about this, I think about the look on Craig Counsell's face as he came out of the dugout. And at first I thought he was arguing a call or somebody missed a base or something like that. But then he was looking to the outfield and you could see just such a grave concern.
Yeah.
And that expression is just like, wow, okay, something's wrong here.
It takes everybody's mind away. And again, that is more important, obviously, than the game, but it does definitely affect anybody's mental makeup, but being right there that close to it.
It is like the finality of death, right? Like when you witness something like that. When I was a kid, I was at a rugby game in Northern England, and I saw a guy have a heart attack and die in the stands about like 10 feet from us. It was one of the most horrific things I'd ever seen, just the way they tried to revive him. What they did, they took him out of the stands, and we were all, it impacts you for a long period of time. That was the first time I saw anybody die, and I didn't know. I knew they couldn't revive him, but I didn't I was a kid. I couldn't look into what had happened or how it had gone down. But it's just a horrible thing to witness, and I think it's fairly traumatic to have something like that happen. And I don't.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I don't know.
And that's why I think Dustin's question is a valid one.
Yeah.
And as you're watching in real time and you're seeing all of the players look, the collective look of horror as they got down on one knee and they looked out to the outfield and you didn't know what they were watching because thankfully Marquee and all the TV networks would have the good sense of not televising the attempts to provide medical care to this fan as he lay there. They could have definitely postponed the game, and I don't think anybody would have minded, and everybody would have understood.
Oh, I think everyone would.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised they didn't. I thought Dustin, in real time, I thought, well, boy, they're not going to play this again. They're not going to resume this game.
There are things that are more important than sports, and I think we all understand that. And when that when that reality bleeds into our kind of fun distractions, it's a kind of a jolting reminder of how difficult things can be for people. And the Bears played a game where a guy had a there was a guy from Detroit who happened to be at the game who revived a person that had gone down. A guy collapsed and had an aneurysm. That was on the field.
Mm-hmm.
They helped the guy, and the guy, they got him to a hospital, and he did not recover. But they helped him. They revived him. They got him to a hospital. All of his children got a chance to visit him in the hospital and say goodbye to him, and then he passed away. And it was like the family was so grateful to the guy that had been there and did what he was trained to do and helped that person stay alive long enough for those moments with his children. And, you hear stuff like that, it can bring you to tears. because this guy apparently felt like, you know, it didn't work and how awful. And then you get thanked by people that are related to the guy. It just, I don't know. I just, it was awful to see that. And I think you're both right. I think it would have made sense to just sort of stop things there and then come back. But it's just not the way
it was. 2010, I believe, that somebody at Soldier Field, a fan, had fallen by the colonnades to his death. And I think that was
awful.
Unrelated, and not unrelated, but it was removed enough from the game on the field that not everybody had a sense of that.
Exactly.
And they could have easily halted yesterday's or last night's game, and nobody would have minded. I think everybody might have been probably relieved if they did that. It was difficult to watch without being, you know, reminded of that or distracted by that, you know. And it was, unfortunately, while we're on, you know, tragedies that you unexpected. John Elway's agent
my God.
And friend in a golf cart.
He fell out of, Elway was driving the golf cart. Oh. His agent and business partner was with him, fell out of the golf cart and apparently banged his head severely on concrete. And he died yesterday.
He died yesterday. His longtime friend, Jeff Spurbeck, was his name. And they were golfing in California.
Oh.
Just like they have so many times before. It was April 26th, last Saturday, 62 years old.
Jesus.
And he fell from a moving golf cart.
Awful.
And another thing that you take for granted that you do or people do, if they're active, if they're sports fans or golfers.
You've done 1,000 times.
Done 1,000
times.
Cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, and I mean, to carry that, to be the guy driving, you'd feel awful. I mean, it's just to lose someone is bad enough, but to feel responsible for it, holy God.
Yeah, so it was a day full of sudden and hopefully not tragic, but certainly jarring news when you compare those or you compare
awful.
Those two stories together.
Yeah, that was just God awful. And, you know, they lost. I mean, it's kind of, it puts everything into a different perspective and again, the guy's in critical condition. It's incredible.
That was the latest report overnight. I think that was we'll try to get updates this morning. We'll try to touch base with some people who were in Pittsburgh because the Cubs are back at it today. It's the series finale, the pregame right here on the Score, 11 o'clock, Pat and Ron and Zach. First pitch is 11:35 Eastern time, 12:35 there. So it's going to be right around the corner, Molly. So they have to get up and process things quickly and move on because the Cubs have to play Paul Skenes today.
Yeah. Did you see him and Shota? That was so cool. I saw the video of that.
I did not see that video.
Oh, you got to see it. I hope it's out there somewhere. It was super cool.
Two of the best pitchers in the National League?
Yeah.
But two All-Stars.
Like, you know, one power arm, one guy not a power arm.
One power arm, one cramped quad.
And they're holding the ball, and they're talking about pitches, and the translator is between them, which is he's talking up a storm and showing all these things, and Skenes is like, it's not.
Is that Shota's thing now? He's going to.
I love it.
One pitcher on an opposing staff each series, because didn't he do the same thing with Yu Darvish and Ohtani?
Oh, it was Darvish.
It was Darvish. Yes,
it was Darvish.
It was Darvish.
Because that's Darvish's thing, right? He throws like 1,000 pitches.
He throws 12 different pitches.
Yeah,
he's got a library of pitches.
It's just super. It's like there's some weird, like, inside baseball respect thing going on when you're, especially, like, you know, Paul Skenes doesn't need to throw a pitch like Shota would throw a pitch.
But every little bit helps. Every bit of knowledge you can pick up along the way.
Yeah, you want to know how you're good? That's it.
It also speaks to what, from a Cub perspective, is a growing respect for Shota Imanaga.
Yes.
Around the league, or at least it suggests that. When you're comparing notes with Paul Skenes and Yu Darvish, you are in a league that is a very select, you're in select company. And I think that's really cool for Cub fans to see that. So, yeah, that was pretty neat. And I think today we'll see a fun matchup. I we'll talk about it during the pick six. But when you get an opportunity to see a player like Paul Skenes perform, I think that you want to make time for that.
Yeah, I agree. It's well worth watching. He's a pitcher. You know, I mean, is he top five pitcher in baseball?
Yes.
I think he's in that list.
I think if he's not, as far as accomplishments are concerned, I do think he's in the top five in terms of attractions.
Well, yeah, that's what I kind of, I don't mean the best pitcher in baseball.
No, but you're right.
He's awful good.
You have to name five. If you can name five guys that you'd rather see perform or take time to during your day to reserve time to watch.
Or to have on your team.
Or to have on your team. It'd be hard to find five guys that you'd list ahead of Paul Skenes.
I mean, like, you want to watch Scooble, you know, if he's pitching.
Yeah, Scooble's got the reputation and the results. Shohei. Are you talking pitchers or position players?
I think pitchers.
Pitchers,
we're talking about for this one.
Wow.
But, I mean, is Garrett Crochet on that list?
Maybe fifth.
Because of what he's doing with Boston right now?
The way Garrett Crochet just approaches pitching is just fun to watch. Give me the ball. I'm going to have this big windup, and I'm going to blow it by you. He just is fun. He'd probably be – that's a good exercise. We should do that.
Yeah, we should do that.
Because I think when you look at – I'll try to come up with a list so we can get to it later, because when you talk about five pitchers –
That you would stop and watch.
How would you rank the five pitchers in baseball? Mason Miller's on that list.
Well, he's
a closer.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm talking about
starting pitchers.
Yeah.
Okay.
If a guy is starting, you know, a guy is starting.
Probable pitchers today.
And you want to tune in.
Cubs don't have one, do they?
Cubs
don't have one.
Choda's pretty good, and he's getting to a point. I think. I don't want to call him appointment television, but the way that he goes about it is really interesting. I like watching that guy pitch. If Shota's pitching, I want to be in front of the TV.
That's interesting.
But I don't know
it's good company to keep.
Yeah, but I don't know. I know what you're saying. He's a different style of pitcher. But
when I see Paul Skenes today, I expect him. He's probably going to go five innings at least. That's a good start and give up one or fewer runs.
I think when you see Paul Skenes today, you better be scoring late.
I'm like, get to the bullpen.
Right? That's it.
Get to the bullpen.
You got to get through it.
Grind out at bats.
Yeah, I agree.
Increase his pitch count.
Yep.
And take your chances.
That's it. All right.